used to get 100-pound sacks.
Yeah.
That was about as large a container.
What was it made out of?
It was produced from sugar, you know, from cane, you know, from the juice of cane, you know.
No, I'm talking about the sack, what it was made out of.
Well, it would be a white sack. I don't know exactly what you would say, man. They was heavier than domestic cloth, you know, domestic, like your sheets are made for bed, you know, and a little bit heavier than that, not much. I guess that would be about what it would be, domestic bags, yeah. Sacks.
Did they ever use them, the paper sacks, to weigh out things?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in other words...
Oh, yeah, put it in there and set it on your scales, yeah. A lot of stuff you bring your head to, you know.
Yeah. And meal would come in a...
It used to be put up in a... All together, put up in cloth sacks, too.
Yeah.
The big thing used to be on the small containers was a 25-pound flour meal.
Yes.
Either. That used to be a large... Out here in the country stores, put up like that. But I still recollect back when I never did see them like that. It would all put up in larger containers, you know.
Did you ever see it put up in a, you know, what would meal or of potatoes come in or something like such as that? That'd come in a...
Well, you go very far back, it rules out by any potato buying ever I saw.
Yeah.
You go your own.
Well, meal or feed or seed?
All come in. It come in sacks.
Feed
of course,
or seed.
Feed come in burlap sacks, I believe they called it. You know, it was a coarse,
yes,
brown sack.
Yeah.
Made out of some kind of a... I don't know what that stuff is made out of. Just a... We call them corn sacks. That's the name they went,
yeah,
by, you know.
Now, when you were out in the yard or something like that, and you'd be playing out there, and your mother needed wood for the fire, she'd ask you to bring in a
load of wood.
Yeah. How much is just as much as you could carry?
Yeah, that's about the size of it, what you could carry.
An arm
load, you know.
Arm load.
Depend on your size or how much you carried in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things that you would carry clothes in would be you ever see them?
Like a clothes basket.
Yeah. And nails used to come in
a keg, wood keg.
Yeah.
And they would come in 100-pound nails too.
Yeah. Now, the bottles that you used to buy, they had a what in the top of them? They had a
cork. The old time bottle.
Yeah.
Had a cork stopper.
Yeah.
Today they screw tops, you know. My son down here is a collector on old bottles. He's got a variety of that stuff.
Is that so?
Uh-huh. You know, collector's item.
Yes, sir.
He got some down there that's, I expect, worth pretty good money. I know he had out of his collection. He's been fooling for a number of years. And somebody's pretty interesting, you know. They're all
glass
with a... And then they're all of them are, you know, corks, fashioned with corks instead of screw tops. You see, I don't think you can buy a bottle sealed with a cork now and over. There's no way, I don't think.
Yes, sir, that's right. Well, now, some of the tools that you'd have around the house to work with,
I guess you would speak of the, like we'd call our garden hoe, the hoe, you know, like to chop grass.
Yeah. And to
rake.
To do carpentry work, you'd have a
square, saw, hammer.